is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart, with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Hard Feelings Podcast. I am your host, Kevin James Ryan, and you all know my co-host, associate, and fat guy extraordinaire. Hit him!
Hello, Kevin.
H. Fat Foley! Let's get the juices going a little bit, buddy.
I'm moving and shaking.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. The reviews are pouring in.
Woo!
Hot show! buddy, the number, we just got the TPS reports. The numbers are off the charts!
Let's get the FDNY in here to fucking water this thing down. This thing's on fire! Somebody call 911! Woo! Numbers through the roof.
Stop, drop, and share, am I right?
Center City who? Huh? Am I right? Put that whole town in my rear view.
Thanks, everybody. The emails are rolling in. We have fucking the iTunes reviews. There's new ones every day. People are tweeting. They love the pod. Found the pod. This pod is great. You're gay. The whole nine.
Yeah, the pod's fantastic. You, on the other hand.
Termin. Ah, fuck.
You're just mean. And you said before the pod. Do you want to get into Hard Feelings? What are we going to do? Huh?
Yeah, hold on.
You want to dance around a little bit? Huh? You want to make out for a little bit? Yeah. Or you want to get into the Hard Feelings?
All right. This is actually pretty funny. I was just walking
in. Because I got him.
I was like, I don't have shit this week. It's been a pretty calm week. And then I started thinking back, not so calm.
Might have lost it a couple of times.
But on paper, in my head, you know what I mean? There wasn't any big altercations. Then I just stop. I'm on my way over here. First of all, these fucking subways are brutal.
I wanted to preface that because brutal. I have a couple of subway things, and I don't want people out there to get burned out, but when you live in New York City, it's the bane of your existence.
What are your subway thing? Footlongs or six inches? Kippy's eating up.
$2 for chips.
Back up. You're hotter. I'm hotter.
I said extra olives.
I think you're loud, maybe.
You know, I noticed that we got to talk to our programming director and producer.
Carmine.
Yeah, it's Carmine Spaghetti. took me a second to remember his name. I feel like the videograms, they come in a little hot. You notice they're a little hotter? A little muffled?
Instagram does that. They compress the. They compress it down.
Oh, Instagram. Yeah. All right. Well, add them to my list. You bastards.
So I'm walking over. I leave. I got plenty of time to get here. I walk down.
Don't try to walk around in a good mood.
Because
someone's going to take your legs out from under you.
I know, but it's a nice day. The sun's shining.
Yeah,
I'm fucking.
Fuck that.
I'm feeling it.
Just
though.
Hold on to the hard feelings. That's what you got to do. Like the Hulk.
You just
stay angry all the time.
You just got to embrace it.
Yeah, you're just going to
live in it.
You're just sitting.
Otherwise, the fall from grace makes me that much more mad because I'm like, I was having a nice day.
And well, I was enjoying myself.
And you gotta go screw it up. So the train.
What happened? Head wouldn't fit through the door. What'd they do?
Ding 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 ding.
Folks, we have a large headed man at the station ahead of us. Please be patient.
Kippy.
Is that Kippy again?
I told him to only get off at 42nd Street.
Oh, that Kippy.
So I'm walking down. I see the train. I start like jogging, and the train's leaving. I'm like, "Fuck! All right."
Don't go blaming that. Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm all not. Right. I'm just saying. And I was like, "Hey, I'll catch the next one. I got plenty of time."
Oh, you're fake serenity
matter.
Now.
Serenity now.
No worries. It'll be okay. I'll just catch the next one. After you, miss. No problem, sir. Hello, Mr. Homeless Man.
I would like to give you some spare change.
I do have a minute for the ASPCA.
So then the train's just crawling and crawling and crawling. Dude, I'm on the train for fucking 25 minutes. I'm going 4 stops. So I'm like, whatever. Get off. I'm like, now we got to be here at 6. It was like 5:55. I go, you know what? I'm gonna stop. I was gonna go get my green tea, like I do over at the bodega or whatever over there.
You mean the H&H across the street? What's it called?
Nah, I don't know.
It's not a bad operation over there.
Nah, it ain't great. I'll tell you that much. There's a bunch of people just buying single beers and boozing upstairs. It's like a kegger.
It is. It's a good place to pregame. If you ever come into New York City
and you get off at like Penn Station,
yeah,
or
go to one of the bodegas, grab a couple of pops, and go sit upstairs and load up cheap.
They don't patrol over there. You can probably roll a keg in.
You're allowed to drink beer in there.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's just like you go up and it's just like some guy with his head down on like 19 empty Corona bottles.
Yeah, watching some soccer game.
Dios míos. So I'm like, whatever. So I stop at the, what is this? The Pret? What is it? The Pret? How do you even say this?
It's called Douchebags Organic Coffee and Tea.
What is it? Preta Manger?
Preta Manger.
I don't think that's correct.
It's Predemanger.
All right, whatever. So I was like, it's right there on 30, whatever. So I go, all right, I'm going to stop. Bada bing, bada boom. I'll get a coffee.
What are you, Joe Pesci? You stopped and got a coffee.
Pal. I'm paying.
I was listening to last week, too. You and the somethings and this and
dude,
that.
I was
finish
just,
a thought, I will was, you? I was, Jesus Christ.
I was gassed,
coming
all right?
Coming up nothing on the closer.
No,
you, you fat shit. You're like a guy walking in. Over there somewhere. What the fuck was that?
Hey, we're great premises. Hey, listen, buddy.
I'm a setup man.
You gotta get a double every now and then.
Holy
you know what
shit.
I mean? So
all right, so you got a cup of coffee.
Runners in scoring position. So I get a coffee, so I order, and I go, you know what, I'm gonna get a cookie, too. I'm gonna treat myself, get a chocolate chip cookie. So
go, this fucking guy. You deserve a cookie. Like, you deserve a cookie.
Kippy want a treat? Kippy want a treat?
Kippy want num-num.
Kippy want begging strips? So I go, let me get a cookie and a large coffee black. Hands my cookie, turns around, and realizes there's no coffee in the big, like, coffee maker. So he's like,
oh, that takes an hour.
So I'm like, Jesus Christ. And another guy, and I got my headphones in, so I'm not really listening. I'm just standing there fucking waiting for, and I go, and now, dude, immediately, boiling point to the head. And I go, I'm like, this... Why am I gonna wait? I'm already late.
Let me ask you this.
Hold on a second.
No, this is important. Yeah. Did they already run your card and charge
it? Ran your card. I'm sitting there waiting.
Oh, fuck.
Sitting there.
And
I was
he
gonna,
knew it.
I was gonna.
Then, he knew it.
I was gonna be at this point. Give me a tea. Give me a water.
Sure.
Like,
give
gotta,
me a tea.
I gotta
yeah.
stick and move.
Yeah.
So like I'm looking. And he's not giving me shit. No. Like he's like looking. He sees me. Like we've made eye. And he's not giving me like. You know what? Give me 1 minute, or like, hey, it's going to be 3 minutes. I go.
You've got pussy boy written
hold on.
All over you.
So now I'm amped up, and I go, oh my god, this will actually be good. I'm getting hyped right for the pod when it comes. It's going to be a hot story. I'm going to tell this fucking douchebag he's an asshole. Well, take his apron off, fucking strangle him.
Free
all
cookie.
All this shit. And
free cookie.
Goes,
calm you down
goes,
real quick.
Finally, looks at me, and I take my headphones out. He goes, "Are you waiting for your coffee?" I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "It's self serve, man." And I'm like.
Oh,
thanks a lot. I'm a
fucking jerk off.
What an asshole.
How about that cookie?
Ding, 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 ding. Big douchebag.
Because I thought about your overall problem when you were talking last week about the
why
deli.
You think, why are you rehashing my problems?
You're a loser, and I want to help you out. That's what it is.
Thanks a lot, Denim Dan.
You're wearing a worse shirt than I am.
That's highly unlikely.
What's in brand
mine at least buttons. This is H&M.
H&M.
What's that?
H&H.
It's got poppy seeds all over it. What kind of shirt is that? An everything?
Cinnamon raisin.
You get an everything. Go.
Listen.
What?
The people at the deli, they don't like you.
I had an incident at that deli again today.
They don't like you. If you didn't listen last week, go back and listen. Fighting Teenagers is the episode. Kevin... He keeps getting jerked around at this deli that he goes. They don't fucking like you.
I'm fine with that.
They're
I get
purposely
it.
Not making your shit because they don't want you to come back. So take a fucking hint
no.
and don't come back. They
this
don't
is America.
Like you.
I'll spend my money wherever my money's green, baby. I'll spend it wherever the fuck I want.
Because I've seen that before in the restaurant business. There's a guy.
Oh, were you, Mr. Fucking flipping burgers for a living?
I've
Shut
seen
up.
It. I'm telling you, I've been on the other end of that. I've had you come in with the eyebrows and the head. And it's just something about you just don't like.
Woo!
You think you're being cool. You probably throw some poppies around. Hey, what's up, my man?
No, not dude. I'm
you
fucking,
sure?
I soup Nazi it. Head down, move over. Soup Nazi. Hey, thank you very much.
Por favor.
Por favor. Medium crab bisque.
Oh.
Yeah, no. I'm a straight shooter. So you want to hear what happened today?
I guess.
That's fine. I got a panini. And
this jerk off. Yeah, nobody wants to make paninis either.
You don't make them. They're made.
Ham and cheese, Kevin. Ham and cheese.
Mustard on a roll. So no, you just throw it. It's already made. He just throws it in the machine, walks away. Walked away. Never came back. So I'm fucking sitting there.
Because he doesn't like you.
It's a different guy. This is a different
None
guy.
None of them like you. You've done. You did
it's a
something
area.
To
it's
piss
not,
them off.
It's not even the same deli counter.
What, you don't think they talk? They probably have a
I don't
meeting.
Know. I don't speak Spanish.
They probably have a meeting after work.
Oh, you had Fatso Baldi again?
They don't like you. Stop
Whatever,
going.
Man. I'm fine with that. I'm not going to stop fucking going there.
Well, now I feel bad that I'm going to come down on you after all these trials and tribulations.
Whatever. Go. Like, I can't handle it. You think I can't handle it? You think I can't handle hard feelings?
Let me pull up.
We had a good week last week. What are you talking? You're breaking my balls. We had a good week last week.
What do you mean? As friends?
Yeah, we weren't fighting. We were spending time together. We went out and had a couple of beers together.
We had one beer. That was an issue.
I had two. Why was that an issue?
I got a whole list here. Hang on.
Go fuck yourself with this garbage.
That's not nice. Now, how's that supposed to make me feel?
You set me up to railroad me in front of fucking thousands of people. How's that supposed to make me feel?
Fair enough.
After you fucking shake my hand, hey, great weekend, thanks for hanging out, and then I come in here on Monday, and you fucking hit me over the head
this was all after.
With a bunch of... After I didn't even fucking see you.
Yeah, you talk to me on the phone, and that's enough.
All
right. One, when I say I'm sick, I'm sick.
Yeah.
I don't... And this is nothing to do with you. This is going to get into a little hard feelings. I don't like when people question me when I'm say I'm sick.
I didn't question you.
Now, obviously, I don't have a fever right now. And I told you that on the phone. But that's neither here nor there.
I knew.
You didn't know anything.
I knew you
were. And let me tell you why, Kevin.
You were full of shit.
Let me take you back to 1983. A young kid, a mom.
I'm your 21-year-old man named Henry Foley.
When I was a little kid, my dad worked. He was on the road a lot. All right.
What was he? He was a refrigerator salesman?
I knew that was going to
get. What the fuck?
He was in the Navy.
He was a chef.
No, he was in the Navy.
He was a chef,
he was
on,
a chef in the Navy.
On a cruise ship.
Listen, jerk off.
Did you ever hear of the Royal Caribbean?
My dad got stationed in the Aleutian Islands in Alaska. That's right, where he was a cook. Then he volunteered in country Vietnam and went over there and slugged it out with Charlie. Hey. And then he got back into the Navy after he got out of it and was a recruiter for 26 years.
Hey, Band of Brothers, no one gives a fuck, all right?
So I'm no fortunate.
Why don't you, him, and Charlie take a fucking walk?
So he was on the road a lot. So my mom worked during the day. So you had to be dying to not get out of school.
Oh, okay? Yeah. My mom, same thing.
This is why I'm like this. I hate when people question.
My dad at least had the balls to divorce my mom, all right? Not like your dad who hits the road for a couple of months and breathes some fresh air, banging some fucking Vietnamese whores or something.
Listen.
All right, my dad manned up, lost half of his assets, okay? Lost a house, a car, alimony.
All he got was a couple of fucking Journey CDs.
A couple of big-headed boys, that's all he got.
Listen.
What?
So I specifically remember this time when I was a little kid. I had a fever of like 120, something bad like that. 104.
Did you have your head in the microwave? What are you doing?
I didn't know you weren't supposed to. Nobody told us. It was the 80s.
Put popcorn there. I like popcorn.
Anyway, so I tell my mom, like, listen, I'm sick. And she just wouldn't believe me. She wouldn't take my great mother. I love my mother. She's the best. Wouldn't take my temperature because she didn't want to face the fact that she might have to not be able to go to work because she's got to stay home with this fat little fuck. You know how it was in the 80s. They'd fire you. She worked in retail back then.
Oh, yeah. They would clip you.
Oh, yeah. She worked at the Gap.
Your shirt wasn't tucked in. Yeah. Your mom worked at the Gap?
When I was real little, yeah. She was a manager at the Gap at the Wyoming Valley Mall.
Was she in high school? What the fuck?
No, I don't know. She was in her early 20s.
Early 20s?
Yeah.
How old is she now?
I don't know.
Your mom wasn't in your 60s. Early 20s when you were a kid?
My mom had me when I was fucking... When she was 22. Something like that. So she was probably like 24, 26.
Slutty jean salesman with a fucking crop top and a Marlboro 100.
Could smoke in the store.
Oh, so you in the Navy, huh?
I think you probably could smoke in the store back then. Hey, that's neither here nor there. Anyway, worry about the sexual habits of my mother.
I didn't know she was a retail whore.
She worked at the Gap.
Patty!
She was hot. Worked at the Gap back then, before the Gap was the Gap, when it was spelled lowercase. It was cool back then. Yeah. Wyoming Valley Mall, right next to the pretzel stand.
Yeah, real classy. What do you mean you used to hook you up? So you were old enough to go eat pretzels?
I was like 5 or 6.
That's trashy.
What's trashy? You wouldn't let a 6-year-old walk next door and get a soft pretzel with some cheese dip and a slushy?
No wonder why you're so fucking fat. Cheese dip? Would you put a straw on the cheese?
And I have a lot of psychological issues, and this is the reason why. Yeah, no, this is the reason why I don't want you questioning whether I'm sick, because let me tell you.
First of all, asshole, I didn't question if you were sick. I said, take some Advil and show the fuck up. You try to reschedule the recording 90 minutes before it's supposed to fucking happen, like no one else has schedules or plans.
People get sick.
And if you would have woken up at 8 o'clock and said, hey, man, guys, I'm sick, can we try to reschedule? I would have done everything in my power to
because
reschedule.
Because I tried to toughen
it
up.
But hold on, but no.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you about me here.
I don't give a fuck about you.
Oh, that's rude.
So. But you can't just fucking 90 minutes, hey, could we record tomorrow? I'm sitting. No, take some fucking Advil or be a responsible adult and make plans ahead of time. I talked to you at 1.
How do you know when you get sick?
I talked to you at 1. You said I'm sick and then didn't say anything else until fucking 5 o'clock. That's your fault.
That's not my fault.
And first of all, you're lying about being sick. You don't have a fever. You fucking...
Neither here nor there.
We're doing this hypothetical. You're not even sick. I don't give a fuck you.
I feel great.
Yeah.
Listen. She wouldn't let me stay home, and she wouldn't take my temperature this time.
Yeah, because you were probably lying then, you fat fuck.
No, I wasn't. So I go to school, okay? I go to school, and after like an hour,
go take a nap at the nurse. That's what everybody used to do.
Oh, I used to hate napping in there. That's when you were real sick.
No, you
laying
hey,
on that
I got
tissue
a,
paper.
I got a headache. Go, here's some crackers. Go lay down. Yeah, thanks a lot, Toots.
Some crackers? That sounds like a real top flight medical organization. Feed you a couple of
Ritz. It was a school nurse's office. It wasn't a fucking outpost.
Oh, we had everything in our school nurse's office. Needles, all that kind of stuff.
What?
Perks. Yeah, the works. She was good.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't legal. But,
hey, yeah. Hey, Dr. Feelgood, why don't you chill out, all right? I just need my fix.
So listen.
You got to let shit go from your childhood, man. Talking about the workouts that you had to do.
I'm telling you I don't like being questioned when I'm sick. That's all. I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation with you, loser.
First of all, it's not an intelligent conversation. You lied about being sick. I didn't question you about being sick. And you're a fucking idiot. You're 40.
Can I tell my sick story or
get
no?
Get over it.
Can I tell
get my- over it. Bow.
So they sent me to the principal's office. Okay? Unrelated charges.
On some trumped up, no hall pass having bullshit.
So they call my mom in, and they kind of yell at my mom. They're like, why did you let this child go to school? He has a fever of whatever. And my mom...
New dungarees came in today. Who was gonna fold all the dungarees?
Who's going to push these whitewashes?
Who was going to blow the stock board?
So she was like super mad. And then we get outside, and she's like, so why didn't you want to go to school today? Still didn't believe me why I was sick. So that's why that one incident, even though the best mommy ever, love her to death, okay?
Whatever.
What? Nothing. What? What you say something about my mama? What you say about my mama?
Nothing.
So I don't like people question me when I'm sick. I just like to hear. I like to hear what I want to hear. You understand?
Yeah, because you're a fucking psychopath.
Fair enough. You know what else too about that school? Speaking of Dr. Feelgood, which is a little fucked up, not letting things go of your childhood. I'm Catholic. You Catholic?
I mean, I was confirmed in the church. Yes, I am no longer practicing. I don't think they would accept me if I came back.
Well, I'm a Catholic.
I made a few. Bad tweets about them in the
But for some reason, for a year, we went to this like almost like a Slovak Catholic school. I don't know why. When I was younger, we switched schools. I can't remember what it was.
Did your mom get transferred to Siberia? What the fuck?
I don't know. No, it was in the same. The Wilkes-Barre is mixed of like Eastern European, Irish, some Italian. That's about it. You know what I mean?
Real diverse. Yeah, because you're mountain people.
No, they weren't mountain people. It was cold country. It was cold country.
Yeah, mountain people. Yeah. To a city boy like me, you guys are mountain
Bucks
people.
County? What are you talking
about?
Born in the city.
I moved out when I was 2 and a half.
You're born to run. Anyway, listen. Nothing on that? All right.
Born to run?
I don't know. Bruce Springsteen? Check him out.
Pretty born good. To eat? Can't get that Eagles song, Get Over It, out of my head. Get over it!
That Eagles?
Yeah.
That's the Eagles song, you know?
No, I know a lot of them, but that one's in my head because I've been yelling at you to get over it.
Get over it? I never even heard that song. Hotel California. Lion Eyes.
Yeah, no, okay.
Running on empty. All right.
Running on empty. Who says that's not one you quote?
Running on empty. It's Jackson Browne, anyway.
Is
it's
it?
Not the Eagles.
They did a cover.
Anyway, they used to give us instead of giving us regular hosts like the regular communion wafer.
Okay.
They would give us a little piece of bread dipped in a teaspoon of wine. Does that seem legal when I look back on it? Dude, I was fucking hammered.
What am I, the liquor control board?
Just saying.
You aren't. Were you eating a box of these things?
No, but what do you mean? To a little kid, one of those? That gets you all loopy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe not from hardened alcoholics like you, your booze bag family.
Yeah, it runs deep in us.
Jesus Christ.
So you get anything stronger? Hey, you got any...
I had this for breakfast.
You got any Irish whiskey back there?
Anyway, so that's, I don't like being questioned about being sick. So that's one of them. My other hard feeling with you is that Kevin used the word brunching this weekend, everybody. Just want everybody to know that.
Yeah, I was saying it fucking...
What?
Being a douchebag.
You said you're brunching.
Yeah. Brunch in, I said, actually, with no G.
I put the no G there.
Purely as a joke to annoy you.
All right, well, it worked.
I knew you were going to go brunching.
Yeah.
You're what?
Where were you brunching?
Nice little place all the way up there in Inwood. It's actually, you should check it out. Oh, my God, did I went to this fucking Italian restaurant in Harlem?
How would you, it's all you do is go out to eat. You're tripping the lights fantastic.
You're so
I'm
jealous.
I'm out there grinding it out.
Talk about hard feelings. You're so jealous.
Yeah, I don't understand how.
Yeah, man, you have to eat. It's not my fault that I have to eat. I don't have to eat out of a fucking can of corn or whatever you do for dinner.
I don't have to, but I choose to, like a responsible adult.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Goya, can of corn, so everybody knows. The best.
It's not that expensive. You go out to a restaurant, you split it.
You split it with your girl?
Yeah.
Loser. Anyway, also, Kevin and I, Kevin had a spot on a show. We both did spots on Saturday.
At New York Comedy Club on Saturday.
Yeah, great club, fantastic club. Love New York Comedy Club. Hot shows all weekend. Fantastic. Anyway, so Kippy wanted to go out and have a beer afterwards. So we go out to a bar together. It's just him and I. We sit up at the bar. We have a beer. I say, I got to go after this beer. I buy the beers. No big deal.
Just so everybody knows. I forgot you did. You also still owe me money, but sure.
Slap down the card on that one. Go ahead, honey. Put it on there.
Declined.
And
alternate form.
And I
of
say,
payment.
I'm going to get out of here. And I thought this was extremely weird. Kevin says, you know what? I'm going to stay for one more. And pulls out a 20 and lays it on the table. And that's the last I saw of him. And there was some weird looking guy sitting next to you. Did you notice that guy with the glasses?
Yeah, he was a little too close.
Dude, sitting close and just looking around.
Yeah, he was goober.
That's like these creeps.
Oh, it gets stranger than that after you left.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you left. Well, my spot wasn't until 11:45 or so.
I know, you had just got out.
I just got out of the house, so it's like, yeah. I just left my house at like 10:15 or 10:30, and it's right. Now it's 12, and I'm just going to turn around and commute home for a fucking 45 minutes? Like, no, I'm out. I'm hanging. So,
but I offered to walk you down to another bar where maybe some friends might be
hanging
out.
I know, but if not, then I'm sitting there by myself, and then people that I know walk in, and they're like, oh, you're just fucking sitting here drinking by yourself like a sad man.
So you decided to stay at that bar because you knew people that we know wouldn't walk in there. Other
that, and even if they did, I'd be like, oh yeah, Foley was just here. You know, Foley just left. I was just finishing
my
beer.
No one's going to believe that, but okay.
Yeah, whatever, regardless.
Drinking alone, folks. That's a new topic here on the Hard Feelings Podcast. The new segment, cool or uncool?
Oh my God, you and these shitty, corny 90s segments.
So go ahead.
Oh, by the way, the sweatshirts are being made as we speak.
Ooh, very nice.
I also had this too.
Whoa! Get back to the creep at the bar,
buddy.
Because I've been thinking about that all weekend.
It's a tangle web I weave. Okay, let me just do this.
Real weird.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just it's something. I got a weird feeling leaving you there. Like all of a sudden, like the place was going to change and the lights
were
going to come down.
It did. I chugged that beer and got the fuck out.
Oh,
of there.
Really?
Yeah. So
tell me.
I am.
Tell them.
Buddy, I'm building suspense. This is radio. Are we being too loud in here?
Maybe.
I'm screaming.
You are screaming.
But I, so you leave. I order another IPA.
Uh-oh. House IPA.
I'm an IPA, man.
Whatever that means.
I'm going to your town and drink your IPA. I wouldn't drink your IPA if you gave it to me as a gift.
We've all seen There Will Be Blood, Kevin.
So, you leave.
Right. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm talking to my nephew.
Well, I'm trying to do bits. I'm doing a bit that we do all the time. I'm finally blessing the listeners' ears with...
I'm a bit man.
With our fucking... With the There Will Be Blood bits that only me and you get to enjoy. I'm sharing it with the masses, and you fucking ice me on it, and not even ice me, you shit on it.
Nobody's icing you.
You shit on it. You go, yeah, I've seen the movie. Yeah. Play along, fatty. So, there I am, an IPA man. No. So, So you leave, and out of nowhere, man, it was like they came down from the rafters or something. I don't know where these two dudes came from. Rough. They looked like SoundCloud rappers. Or do you know what that term means?
They were black?
No, they were white.
Okay.
Yeah. They were like white,
that's
weird.
That's a twist. things just got interesting.
I told
here
you,
on the
tangle web we tangle web we weave.
White SoundCloud rappers.
Well, like a SoundCloud rapper is like Riff Raff?
No.
I don't know, covered in tattoos, like weird long.
I know,
like,
Cardi D.
Cardi B, and no, not her. She's okay. A Dominican or a Puerto Rican chick from the Bronx, I think.
So they're trashy looking rapper.
Yeah,
white
but
dudes.
Like still cool, like in a cool way. You know what I mean? Like they had like cool clothes on, but like they were like trash. Like, dude, the guy had like Fuck Life or something across his knuckle, like covered in tats, neck tats.
I hate that.
Guys, like it was like white dudes with like long hair and a grill type
like
thing.
Like Takaki 6ix9ine or whatever his name is.
Takaki 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
What?
Takashi 6ix9ine.
Who's
He's
that?
A rapper.
Takashi 6ix9ine.
He's got a 6ix9ine tattooed on his forehead.
That's the guy that ate all the hot dogs out on Coney Island. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
No, he's like a light skinned guy. He's a pretty big rapper. I think it's Tekashi or something.
You're a pretty big comedian.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Size wise, fan base. So, no.
What about the creep sitting next to you?
That guy was the least of my worries when the riffraff came in. These two dudes, the one guy goes, hey, let me get two.
Over your shoulder, no doubt.
He came in, you left. So they came in and leaned over your seat because there was like three girls. So it went me, you, two or three girls, I think. And then you got up, so there's a spot right in between me and the girls.
Oh, man, I left you high and dry.
And this guy leans in there, and I'm like, whatever, just finish my beer. And then he's like, yo,
gentlemen,
how much are, he's got a 20, and like he's got like a money, like cash out, but it's folded, and a 20's on the outside. So I'm like, oh, man, this guy's a fucking spender, you know what
I
mean?
Have a seat, boys.
Yeah, come on in. That water's fine, you know what I mean? Another house, I'm an IPA man.
Another Sauvignon Blanc over here, and whatever these boys are drinking.
So he goes, hey, he orders two shots. I forget what. SoCo Lime, like something trash.
Something real trash.
Something fucking like college. I was like a fuzzy navel or like,
SoCo Lime.
Something I haven't seen since college.
SoCo, literally, if I smell that, I'll fucking throw up everywhere.
That was spring break 08.
Oh my God.
Rough. So I was like, I'm just whatever, just mind about. But now I have like nobody to talk to or no one to look at. So I'm just kind of like, I'm like jockeying these. I'm like just, I'm in
and
their world.
Hold on. That's the thing. That's what I thought about when I. Do you start making conversation when you're at a bar
not
by
at
yourself?
All. I don't like talking to people anywhere. I don't like to, if you were in my apartment. I don't want to talk to you.
So when you
public.
Go out for a beer by yourself, you're not up at the bar like, so where are you from?
I've never gone out for a beer by myself. This is like a very new thing. I did it like once. I did it once before after a show in my neighborhood, all the way uptown. I did a spot and like I was just like I went to the bar next door and there was a fight on in the bar.
If I'm in a bar by myself, I am up to no good. So if you ever see me,
call the cops.
Oh my God!
Or a coke dealer.
I'm pounding because I'll probably be like pounding shots and beers, and I'm either waiting.
No.
I'm just hit me with the trank dart right there.
It's definitely not a thing I do. Maybe once or twice. No, I don't have a. There's no set behavior I have because I don't like talking to people. I'd rather just. I just want to hang out, drink a beer, look at my phone, whatever. Just not be home, fucking sitting there by myself or whatever. I'm out. I'm doing
booze
stuff.
Booze bag. All right, so go ahead.
Yeah,
so you're
I got a problem.
With the two rappers.
Yeah, so we're spitting bars. No, so yeah, so he ordered. He goes two shots of SoCo Lime, and she goes okay, and then. As she's making him, he goes, how much is that? And I go, that's not a question a guy with a bunch of money asks. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't go, hey, let me get two beers. How much is that going
to
cost me?
This guy goes from 20 to 1s real
quick. So he opens up, and she goes, you know, it's going to be, I don't know, $10 or something.
Each.
No, total. I'm just making up these numbers. It'll be
Manhattan price. Let's say $20 each.
$20 each?
Let's say $20 total, $10.
That was like a ball. It was like a beer bar. Whatever. She goes, it'll be $18.
Okay, 18.
There we go. I think that was literally it. I think it was $18.
Okay.
So he goes, oh, that'll be $18. So he opens it. I think he got one, maybe another 20 or a 10 or a 5, and then like a bunch of ones. And he counts it out, and he's like, all right, I'll do one more. Or he goes, oh, two more. And I'm like, this guy just ordered four SoCo Limes. But at this point, I only see him. And I'm like, he had to order two and then realized to see he had to fucking stop, quarterback the situation, see if he had enough cash. And he goes, oh, I could do two more. And then he goes, oh, and one for you too. And she's like, well, I'm not doing fucking SoCo Lime. She does like tequila, I don't know, something. And then out of nowhere, the other rapper comes up, this guy.
And one for you too.
And he cut this guy.
You're never going to fuck the bartender, guys.
These are
That's never
garbage.
Gonna happen.
Oh my God, never. Especially when you look like you do. It looks like he's off of fucking Instagram or something.
And the bartender drinks for free. She doesn't need you to buy them shots. Just give them a tip. You're not going to have sex with the bartender. Especially with you next time.
Unless I'm the bartender. If I'm the bartender, come on in.
Texting your girlfriends. Hey, bought two SoCo Lime shots.
I had no choice.
He's doing well.
Yeah. So this other guy comes in high. He's like, yo, what the fuck are we drinking tonight? And I'm like, oh, God, this is not what I wanted.
Can I have my card back, please?
Yeah, I'm like, these guys just multiplied. They're like gremlins. So I'm like, Jesus Christ. All right, so... He goes, what are we doing here? And he's like bebopping behind me. There's a lot, and I don't like people moving and shit behind me. So I'm like, oh no. So
people
boom.
Fucking suck.
So
what?
And dude, this is like a Gramercy.
People think they're in a.
This is like a hoity, not hoity toity, but this is full of just, you know, upper class people. This is like their beer bar. This is like they're like, hey, we're gonna go down there and have some beers. You know what I mean? It's not like a, it's not like a dive bar. It's a nice bar.
They're not cutting loose on a Friday night.
What, these people? No, yes. it's like a nice group of, they're like fucking people
shitty
that walk.
White people, bunch of credit cards, yeah. Splitting the check 15 ways.
Yeah, a couple of appetizers. Yeah, it's couple like, of it's a low-key bar.
Yeah.
So.
The worst people. Some of the worst people.
Yeah, whatever. What do you got against all the white people?
I don't know. David Duke. Sound pretty defensive there.
Double D. Who is that?
Take it easy, Bannon. Huh?
Who's David Duke?
Who's David Duke? Listen, I'm not going to sit here and educate you.
Lacrosse player? I don't know.
Kid had a good left.
So they start getting rowdy. The one guy does the one shot, and it kind of like drips on his face. And he does the other one and doesn't finish it and slams on the thing, and it's like on the table, like not what? Like near me or on me or anything. So I just go, up, taxi, down my beer, and I'm out. I'm like, I'm not. And as I'm he's asking the bartender, he goes, so where are you from? And she's like, the Bronx. Like
no time.
Very dismissive. Like, the Bronx, kept it moving. He goes, oh, yeah, we're just partying tonight. And she's like, oh, yeah, where are you from? He's like, oh, no, she didn't even ask. He goes, oh, yeah. She's like, where are you from? He's like, the Bronx. And he goes, oh, yeah, we're from Jersey. So, like, that's the same shit. I'm like, of course you're from Jersey. Who comes into the city and just is like.
Goes to a random neighborhood bar.
Random neighborhood bar and does that. You know what I mean? I'm like, where were you before? Like, would you just get off and just, like, randomly select a random fucking. You came into the city with no plans? So then he's like, oh, yeah, I'm from Jersey. Same shit. We're just partying. I was like, okay, taxi. Fucking.
Who's partying?
I'm out.
Are you partying?
No, I don't party.
No.
I can party. I've been known to dabble. You know what I mean?
I can't let it go enough. I like doing drugs, okay? Yeah. Much better.
I got bad run-ins with customer service, man.
I got something for you, too.
So, and this will lead into one of the, or we, I mean, this conversation leads into, is good for the first email.
Got an email? Woo! Yeah. We got an email this week.
We have a couple, but we're probably only going to do one to get to be able to get to one.
Well, I got
week.
Something slightly juicy. It's actually refreshing. It
okay.
gets ugly, then it gets nice.
Okay, but hold on. This is an idea I had. Now that we pause, this is an idea I had.
Okay.
I wanted. I was thinking about maybe getting stickers made.
Okay.
And if people email in, when people email in, because, you know, we're getting a lot of, you know, emails and we want to.
You tried that with the old Center City.
And it worked.
You left a lot of people on the table. There's people still waiting on T-shirts in Australia.
Yeah, I'm not paying shipping and handling
yeah,
for
here
that.
Here we go.
What do you mean? I'm trying to...
This Kevin Ryan Enterprise, this third-party site, KevinRyan.com, is a little suspect.
Oh, by the way, I let my domain name lapse, and I tried to buy it the other day, and it was like, no, this is already purchased, and I was like, oh, you motherfuckers.
Nah, somebody bought it?
In like the 2 days, but there was just some sort of glitch, because I was logged into my profile, like trying to renew, and it was like, no.
There can't be another Kevin Ryan comedian out
no,
there.
I was thinking a listener bought it and was just sitting on it, waiting until I forked over some of those Bucks County bucks, you know what I mean?
Why, how would you figure that out?
What do you mean?
How would you figure out who bought it?
You can, their server, you can, you've registered who bought it.
Oh.
Yeah. But it ended up being available, and I was able to renew it after a couple of days.
Okay.
But, so I was thinking, for the people that take time out of their day, because we got more emails the last 2 days that are, like, very long. People are hearing our stories.
They're engaging.
They're engaging. They're going, oh, shit, I have something like that, and sending, like, well-thought-out stories and stuff.
Yeah,
so I wanted
that's
to be
the
like,
point of the Hard Feelings podcast. Everybody's out there going through it. This is a good place to express it.
I get it. Why are you being an asshole to me? I'm trying to give these a little bit of gratitude.
Because I got hard feelings.
And I'm trying to give them fucking, I want to give them stickers. What
stickers.
The fuck?
All right.
For free. Hey, if you write in, if you send us an email or a message or a DM or whatever regarding your hard feelings, we will send you some stickers.
Nice.
Maybe.
And what are the stickers? What's going to be on the stickers?
It's going to be the logo, I think.
The logo,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Cool. I mean, I'm not like fucking custom making. I'm spending $20 on stickers to give to these people.
Okay, okay.
Maybe I'll sell them. I don't know. $1, $1, $1, $1. Venmo me $1, $1, $1.
This is what I got.
You got nothing. Oh, here. All right. But okay, go.
I'll do this and then let you lead into the customer service. This is kind of a good. This is why I love New York City.
New York.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, got a bunch of spots and hosting things on Saturday. Okay. Are you taking a picture of me?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Because I want to make sure my butt wasn't hanging out.
How's your butt hanging out the front?
I don't know. It could be. Yay. There you go, Kippy. All right. So, listen. Give me your undivided here.
I got you, pal.
Okay. As you're texting on the phone.
I want...
You don't need the Snapchat right now, Kendall.
Shut the fuck up.
Relax. All right, you're more of a Kylie kind of girl, by the way.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm Kendall. You're Kylie.
I don't know who's who.
Kendall Jenner and Kylie Jenner.
Whatever one has the bigger tits, that's who you are.
I'm Kim and Kanye. Anyway, I'm not running late. Shuttle, get on the train, Queens, no train, shuttle bus into Queensboro Plaza. So I have to take it one stop to 59th Street, and then I'm going right downtown on the 6. Okay?
Gotcha.
Get on the 6 at 59th Street.
What day is it, Saturday?
This is Saturday around 6:30.
Gotcha. Nice weather at that time, no? If I recall.
Yes, 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 yes. So I get on, actually, let me backtrack here. There was no, I had to get on the 7 that took me to 42nd Street. Then I had to take a local, okay? The local was like 15 minutes, all right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's getting me closer to getting there, as close to the show than I like to. I like to get there early. I like to get my head together.
Of course.
I like to do my thing, find out who's on the show, any bumps and bruises, whatever. So I'm fucking waiting there. The 6 train finally comes. It's fucking mobbed.
Oh, it's the fucking
like,
worst.
I mean,
nothing puts
mobbed.
Me in a worse mood than that, honestly.
And here's the thing.
The trains suck anymore.
I was mad about other things. You know what I mean? There's some personal things going on. I'm late. You know, I'm not late, but you know what I mean?
Your haircut, the shirt. Oh, I saw that Fatso got a haircut.
Yeah, it looks good, right?
You look like Buzz from Home Alone.
He's actually having a big resurgence in his career these days. Doing a lot of work. The acting stuff, you wouldn't know. Listen, okay. Here's the thing. The train doors open up. If you're standing in the front of the train, or if you're standing in front of the doors, you step the fuck off, mm-hmm. and you let everybody come out.
Of course.
Then you let everybody on, and then if you want to stay in your little spot right by the door for whatever fucking reason, that's fine. But don't just fucking stand there.
No, not at all.
And fucking, like, because, when there's nobody on the train, it's one thing, but this was a sea of people.
Yeah, if you're...
So people are just, it's just fucking jammed up, and, like, you're blocking half the door.
You don't step off and then take one step back on and stay there. That's what you're saying.
No,
they step off, everybody gets off, right?
Yes.
And then he's the first guy back on, and he stops right at the door.
Yeah, you can't do that either. You gotta let
him... What are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you said can't do that either.
What?
You said you can't do that either, meaning
you can't
there was,
do that.
You were talking about something else.
No, yeah, you can't do that as well. You can't can't just stand there and you can't do that move. You have
You're
to
talking about just standing there. The guy just stood there.
The guy just stood there. He didn't
okay, gotcha.
Now he's probably...
Which, hold on, if you don't live in New York, is a fucking terrible offense on
the
subway.
Yeah, we're not being pussies. We're not bitching.
This is like, it's... When you're on the subway on a packed fucking train at rush hour or whatever, because the trains are so fucked up, they're so messed up. If someone were to do that, that's like him saying he's better than that person's. I don't care about the rest. I don't care about one other person on this train.
Yes.
I'm just doing me because I want to be comfortable right here in this moment.
Yes.
It's the biggest fuck you to everybody in New York.
Now, here's the thing. This kid...
I might just be taking it a little too personal.
No,
but sure.
No, not at all. Fuck it. Because I'll explain it afterwards, okay? Why I'm having a hard time dealing with all this stuff, all right? So the kid's probably no more than 5 feet tall, okay? Maybe.
He call you fat again?
85 pounds. But yeah. He's a grown man, okay? Grown man.
Well, it's different when you see. Yeah.
Just listen. Now he's standing there. He has multiple bags, Nike bags, Foot Locker, all at his feet. He's
another
trying to hold
up. Another one of those rappers, huh?
So people are like, you know, kind of like kicking them and you know, whatever. So I get on, I don't give a fuck. I'm like literally just kicking these fucking bags. And I
hey, asshole, it's yours, boom!
And I hear this guy go, and I'm just pushing my way on the train. I got my headphones on, people are coming in. Packed train. And I hear this fucking guy go, yo, man, the word is excuse me.
Oh, go there. Go fuck yourself with
go
that.
Go fuck, dude. Now, granted, I calculated the situation. 5 feet tall.
You knew.
80
of
pounds.
Of course. You're not.
Unless this guy has a bazooka on him.
You're not just kicking a random bag. If it was Take me, my personality. If it was a guy, I'm normal size. If it was a guy, you would not just go kick his bag.
That's not true. I didn't kick his bag on purpose. I'm just trying to get him. People are pushing behind
me. You knew.
I knew I could take him.
Yeah.
I'd take you. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you would know. First of all, you couldn't.
I'll kick your cookie bag all over you. Your fucking foo-foo
H&M bag. If the Patreon goes up enough, we will fight. And I will beat the fucking brakes off of you.
Celebrity boxing?
Oh, my God.
Not so celebrity boxing? Listen, let me get to my heart feelings.
Nobody boxing?
Nobody boxing. Nobody came boxing.
I will beat the brakes off you.
Listen to me.
Go. Hit me.
Yes, but it doesn't matter. I still would have snapped because it was that snapping moment of the word is... So I just go, what? Fuck you. And I'm fucking screaming at this guy.
Go.
I'm like, you're fucking standing in the middle of the fucking doorway. You want to fucking excuse me from you? You don't fucking stand there. Get the fuck off. Let people on. It's the fucking first announcement, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
So we're fucking just going back.
Good.
Nobody's saying a fucking word.
But it's, they're all on your side.
They're all on my side.
And you're going to get a standing ovation.
So we're fucking, I'm screaming at him. You fucking, I'm going to fuck you, you little fucking pussy, and fucking this, that. And he's like, oh, you want to put hands on me? And I'm like, I'm not going to fucking beat you up, you little fucking shit. Over. I'm just saying, have some fucking respect for
you little fairy.
So then I put my hand on the thing. And he's like, so that's it then. So that's it. He's like, we're not going to fight. That's it. I'm like, he was so tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's like you would hit him on the top of the head and you'd go into the ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if he was a couple inches taller. Anyway.
Also, I like
that. Hold on, listen. You got to hear this. This is why New York's the best. So I put my hand up and I can't see his eyes. And then I like peek back over and he's staring at me.
Oh, that's my move. I'm a big stare down guy.
He's still staring at me.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
good
what, motherfucker?
Good for him.
And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what, motherfucker? You're still staring at me. And he kind of starts cracking.
Yeah.
A smile. So then I started, laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he starts laughing.
Yeah, like how insane is it?
Then he starts laughing, and then fucking he goes, yo, man, I'm sorry I was being an asshole. I should have moved. I give him a pound, and we're buddies. New York City, baby.
Woo!
You're not going to find that shit in Jersey, all right?
Yeah, riff-raff.
Yeah, you riff-raff SoundCloud
fucking bridge and tunnel rappers.
Fuck out of here. Nice New York moment.
That's a great New York moment.
Got off the train, felt good, rolled into the club, bebopping and scatting.
You know,
and it all went downhill when I saw your face around 11:30 at night.
You know,
and I heard you talking shit about me when I walked out of the green room. I said, goodbye, everybody. Great job. I leave. I hear you go, what does he think? He's the coach?
Yeah.
I was hosting. Those are my people. I like to let everybody feel comfortable when I'm hosting.
Yeah, and you like to annoy everybody as well.
No.
All right, whatever. But let's go back to that story. I like how that guy, you sized him up going, oh, I can take this guy. He also sized you up and goes, I'm not afraid of this fat fuck. You know, he was probably telling the story, and then this fat fuck comes on, probably can't even move, wobbling, womp, 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 bumping into people, breathing heavy, smelled. And he was like, you were looking at, he's screaming at you. He's going, yeah, I don't care, that I will beat the fucking shit out of this.
He would not. He
would
have got hurt.
But that's what he was thinking. He wasn't afraid of you.
Good for him.
Yeah. So as I'm saying,
shit, little guy.
Yeah. Good shit. Yeah, you're a good shit. That's funny.
Yeah, it was good times.
That's great. Those are good. That'll hold you over for like a month or two.
Good feeling, New York story, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Good feeling, hard feelings.
And that's how crazy it is. Now I've seen that go the other way, which I've mentioned on the podcast. There was a similar situation on the subway in the summer, where it was like super hot out. I think this lady's yelling at us or something like that. Did you get the vibe that the lady was yelling at us?
Yeah, she wasn't happy, I think.
Yeah, well, you can't hear us. It's a fucking soundproof studio. It's our fucking problem. Anyway,
for the listeners, there's an old bag next door. So we're in a studio and it's all windows for the most. It's like a radio station, so it's all windows and. There's an old bag recording next to us, and we've been a little hot. We're a little off the mics today, screaming and hooting and hollering.
She's probably doing, I blew Teddy Kennedy in 1961.
That's your mom. So damn right was.
My mom did date Steve Perry from Journey for a little while.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. To date, in quotation marks. She dated him backstage for 20 minutes. What are you talking about? Your mom did not date Steve Perry.
Anyway, fuck, what was I saying?
I don't know.
Something about
your mom being a whore?
No, before that.
New York moment, that woman not liking us. Wait, was she talking to Carmine Spaghetti?
No, she wasn't talking to her. You mean programming director and producer Carmine Spaghetti?
Yeah,
no, she wasn't. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck I was going to say.
Mm.
I fucking completely lost my train of thought. But
whatever,
it was a good New York moment, and I felt good. Oh, no, I was telling you, I've seen it gone the other way. Summer, some guy bumped some guy, and it was like this tall, like, you know, like Wall Street looking kid. You know what I mean? Like maybe in like his late 20s. And this dude was like a 35-year-old black dude, ripped to shreds, but also in business attire. Just fucking just knocks the guy fucking out. Just
yeah.
Gadoosh, hits him once and then runs off the train.
Yeah. I try not to. I mean, that happened to me. I got into it with that guy who pulled that badge out and said he was a cop and then punched me in the face.
Pussy.
What do you mean? It just shows me a bat. Whatever. It's an old wives' tale at this point.
It is. now, let's get into our.
All right. What time is it?
We're creeping.
Okay. So I want to give you this. I want to know what you would have done in this situation. So last night, it's about 8:45. 8:42 to be exact. I can pull the seamless report if need be.
Oh, God. Now you're getting worked over by seamless guys. Jesus Christ. What am I doing with you?
What are you talking?
Vegan
you just got yelled at by a midget. What are you talking about?
Vegan coffee shops.
Dude, you got it.
Least I'm on the subway. That's out in the street.
You got face to face with a midget who did not back down from you. What does that say about you?
He did back down from
you. No, he didn't. He laughed in your face.
He smiled first.
And then you crawled back and asked
Don't try to spin it.
You crawled back and
apologized. He's the one that apologized. He said, I didn't apologize.
He goes, I'm sorry I almost beat your ass. That's
no,
what
he
said.
I'm sorry I was being an asshole.
I'm sorry for almost whooping your fucking ass in front of all these nice people on the train.
Oh, okay.
And then they picked him up and carried him off like a hero.
All right. You're the one that got beat up at the Women's Lives Matter march.
What was that?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
All right. So get back to your seamless story.
So I order. It's a new salad place just opened.
Oh, my God. It gets more embarrassing by the minute.
What do you
From
mean?
Vegan coffee shop to salad place to fucking Midtown bodega.
What makes it embarrassing that it's a salad place?
You get pushed around by...
pushed around.
You're getting pushed around by lettuce eaters. The fuck is wrong with you? At least my kid was a man. This kid was tough.
Your kid was a man?
Yeah.
No.
You order from the new salad place. Of course you did. Of course you did, Kevin. It's a Sunday night. Let's get some salad from the new salad
place. No,
they
do this like hot bowl thing that I like.
Oh, Jesus.
What are you talking about?
Hot bowl. God,
What the fuck is wrong with that? What do you eat? You're the size of a house. You eat everything, and you're breaking my balls
steaks,
about eating.
Chops, burgers.
No, you don't. You're poor.
I eat
what do you
steaks
eat?
And chops.
What'd you eat today?
I had a cheeseburger.
What time?
Around like 2:30.
From where?
Crescent Kitchen, down the street from my apartment.
How much does it cost?
It was the total bill was $17. Got mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, you fat piece of shit.
A couple of cans of ginger. I like a good ginger.
You're drinking a couple of sodas with one meal?
It's ginger ale.
Yeah, it's still soda.
No, ginger ale's better for you. Ginger ale's not as bad for you as soda.
Yeah, but it's not good for you. That's where that's what your fat brain does. It is not good for you.
Ginger ale is good for you. It's got ginger in it.
It's a soda.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's like a club soda.
No, that's what
you're don't need you to fact check me.
No, I am. That's
we got to get out of here. We got to get to our viewer mail.
We have time. It's only 7:02. What was the brand?
Canada Dry. What am I, garbage? What do you think?
Do you want me to answer
what
that?
Do you think I'm a Schweppes man?
Do you want me to answer that hamburger for breakfast?
You think I'm a Schweppes man? I went to college 2 years. I don't need you looking this up on the air.
Shut up.
Well, okay. If this is the way we're going to do it, then I guess I'll play some Sega on my phone or something. What
All
do
right.
you got?
I got it right here.
Go ahead. I don't know why I said Sega.
Can't find it.
Yeah, see?
There's 140 calories in it and a 12-ounce can.
What's that?
How many did you have? You said a couple.
I had one, but I purchased two because I know
no,
I
No, yeah, you're a self-control kind of guy when it comes to soda.
I just didn't finish it. Normally I do. When I get Chinese, I get three.
We're going to get back to this somehow. I can't find it.
Ginger ale's better for you than regular soda. Anyway, go ahead. So you're getting your fucking vegan bowl.
Vegan, but it's not vegan bowl. You're being a fucking asshole with this.
I'm not.
You had a hamburger for breakfast.
It was
you did
lunch.
Because you text. No,
it was lunch.
It was your first meal of the day because you texted me.
Oh,
you texted all right.
Well,
me at
if
one.
You want to get technical?
You texted me at 1:40 and said, "I just got up. Sorry." And then, so you ate a hamburger within 50 minutes of being awake. So that means it takes at least 30 minutes to order and make and go get. So that means you woke up, had a cigarette, put in an order for a hamburger, then walked to get said hamburger
and ate it
while you still had eye boogies.
I got it delivered.
You fat piece of you're getting hamburgers delivered? Who gets hamburgers delivered? You go have a burger somewhere. Hamburger's not a delivery meal.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Well,
that's what, does McDonald's deliver? No, you go and eat it at a fucking McDonald's.
You can do Uber Eats on McDonald's.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
So go ahead.
Fucking Uber Eats a lot with you. So I order at 8:42, mm-hmm. right? Place closes at 10. That's important.
You order at 8:42.
P.M.
Place closes at 10. They stop delivering at 9:30, though. So you're cutting it close. Or maybe
they
9.
They don't even say that. No, there's nothing. I mean, whatever.
It's his rule of thumb. But go ahead.
Is that why you order your burgers early? I get it in before noon times so they don't screw me. So I order.
Yes.
And it says the projected time was 9:35. That's the window they gave me. And I'd ordered there before, and it came in right at the minute of the time window.
Okay.
So I go, but they're typically, that's an overestimate. They're typically there in 30 minutes, whatever.
Yeah, and you understand it's a city. A lot of things can happen.
Of course, and I'm not holding, I ordered again. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So 9:45 or 35, I think, was the last mark of the window. They gave me, which was almost an hour, 45 minutes for delivery. That's pretty long. In New York City, huh? Time is money. New York minutes, all right? Hey, listen, you want me to go get that midget to come up here and fucking slap the shit out of
go
you?
Ahead.
Check in, all right?
Give me a little bit. Give me something,
not that shit-eating grin.
It's just...
What?
You're so privileged.
What do you mean? I'm ordering food. You did the same thing today, you fat fuck.
You don't hear me talking about how when it got there, whatever.
What?
I sit and wait.
No. Yeah, well, I was waiting for
out
fucking
in the bushes.
2 hours.
Okay.
So this is my thing. So a 9:35 is supposed to come. Doesn't come. I'm not being an asshole. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Hey, it happens. Shit happens. Hey, I'm a night eater. You know what I mean? I'm a night owl. Hoot hoot. I'm up till at least 1 o'clock in the morning. It's still early for me, you know?
All right.
I'm hanging out. It's Sunday. I'm watching Friends. Whatever. So.
Were you?
Yeah.
On what?
What do you mean on what?
On your laptop?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, take it easy.
My girlfriend's laptop, but yeah, I currently don't own one.
I told you, I'm a night owl.
She goes to sleep, I watch her.
Go ahead.
So now I want to know what time you would have called to see where the order was.
Oh, you're talking about that? Yeah, once it gets close to an hour. Hey, just wanted to check on that delivery.
All right, so 9:35 was supposed to be there.
Uh-huh.
What time... Over and above that. That was like 45, 50 minutes probably.
Right there. I would have called that. 45, 50 minutes was when I would call. Sorry,
okay.
I yawned. I apologize.
I even gave them a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt because I knew it hit they came in right at the end of the post. So I'm like, that might be it again. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't want to call. And then they knock on the door 2 minutes later. I'm like, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt a couple more minutes. I'll be the nice guy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
About 9:50 or so. So like 15 minutes after the time is supposed to be there, I call. I say, hey, I'm calling about the status of an order. She doesn't go, what is it? Who is it? What are you having? What's your number? Did you order on Seamless? What is it? She goes, yeah, the orders just went out, so it should be there shortly. I go, all right, maybe it was the last batch going out for the night. You know
what
I mean? They had like 3 or 4 orders.
That's probably what they did, yeah. Okay.
Hold on, my fat friend.
Here we go.
I'll even give you. That's at 10 o'clock.
They close at 10.
They close at 10.
Oh, now you're fucked.
Right.
Good luck getting somebody to answer that phone after 10 o'clock.
10:15 rolls around.
Fuck you, buddy.
10:20 rolls around.
Woo!
I pull out the phone. I start looking at reviews. Every review is like, this place took 2 hours to get my food. Good food, but it took 3.5 hours. I called back and the place was closed and I'm sitting there waiting for, I'm like, oh, you mother. So I'm talking to my girlfriend. I'm going, where the fuck? I'm like, all these reviews are there saying that it's terrible. She goes, oh yeah, I know. I read them the other day. I said, you what?
Ooh.
You read them? She goes, but you seem to like the place, so I didn't want to shit on it.
Now
which
you got
I respect.
The hard feelings with her.
No, I respect. I mean, she would have been like, well, I don't like that place. I would have been like, shut up. I want the bar, you know.
Did the food show up?
Showed up at 11:15 or something like that. 11:20.
Cold?
Cold, yeah. I had to throw it back on the stove and fucking psh, 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 heated her up. But what I So, but now I'm calling back, and it's just ringing, ringing, ringing.
Sure.
The phone's off the hook.
What are you going to call and complain?
I don't know. I'm just like, give me a heads up. Cancel it. Take it home. I don't want it at this point. It's like 11:30 or something, yeah. You know? So I'm like, fuck, I'm going to eat a fucking hot bowl of salad at this hour? What am I, a fucking jerk off Foley? So, yeah, nothing. I'm trying to track the order on Seamless. It's not giving me anything. It's just like, hey, your food will be there working.
Yeah,
on
they
it.
Turned the fucking computers off.
Oh, yeah.
They shut
the shit down.
Did you call them back the next day?
No, so, but then I wanted to be pissed at the delivery driver.
No.
I hear him. He buzzes. And I go, all right, so I buzz him in. And I can hear him running up the four flights of stairs. And he, like, hands it to me. And before the door's even closed, he's running back down.
Sure.
And I'm like, I feel bad for that guy because this fucking kitchen or whatever. How do you fuck it up, though? It's a salad. You're putting five things in a bowl and sending it out the door.
No, sometimes things get messed up, man.
I know, but this is clearly an ongoing thing.
Sometimes Seamless cannot get through. Or, believe me.
I left a bad review, believe you me.
On what?
On their thing.
On Yelp?
On Seamless.
Ugh.
It prompts you to rate a review.
You're leaving reviews?
Yeah.
Get to my email. You're leaving a review. Do I even know you anymore? You're leaving reviews, man. Come on. You're watching Friends. You're eating fucking acai bowls at 9 o'clock at night.
11:30.
And you're, as I pointed out,
I ordered at 8:42. I wanted it at 9:30.
And you're leaving. I've never been a review guy.
I'm not a review guy. That's
obviously you are.
No.
You was a very
first of all. I don't like this
right
fucking
now.
You like no. Stop. First of all, stop being an asshole. I don't like even if for comedic effect. I don't like this picture you're painting of me. This what's wrong with you? What are you doing? Blah blah blah. Like I'm some fucking asshole all of a sudden. Stop being a dick.
Report me.
Stop being a dick.
You gonna report me?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave a review.
Write a letter.
I'm gonna leave a review on iTunes. The bald one's great. Fat one's an asshole. You piece of shit.
Food was good, but the fact.
No, so I said food was good. Don't waste your time.
Wow.
Yeah. Took 2 hours to get my
food. Use your real name?
What? Yeah, H. Foley.
Not right.
Yeah, so all right, let me get to the.
The grudge of the week?
Stop calling grudge of the week.
The email. Guys, if you want to email us here at the Hard Feelings Podcast, we want to hear from you. What drives you crazy? A situation that happened. Lay it fucking on us. It's thehardfeelingspod@gmail.com. Thehardfeelingspod@gmail.com. Send us the info. Give us the deets. Spill the beans.
Tweet the deets, baby.
Ship it. What do you got
all
this
right,
week? Is this the one that I was talking to you about?
Yeah, this will be from Freddie in Philly, our good friend Freddie.
Our good friend
Freddie,
yeah. Works in the service industry.
His email is Frederick. And I said, you're not fooling anybody with that Frederick. You're garbage, pal. All right. Lose the fucking Frederick. All right. So this just came in. All right. Hey, fellas. I have this cut. He works at a bar. He's a bartender.
Right.
At some fucking flea bag bar in the Northeast Philadelphia somewhere.
Old McShady's bar.
Yeah.
Where the blinds are always drawn.
Oh yeah. There's a guy with one of these. Hey, how you doing? There's a guy with one of those at the end of the bar.
One of the only bars in the Northeast that still has a poker machine.
Yeah, and you can still smoke in there, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
Either if you're allowed or not to.
After 11, I'm sure they'll let you smoke.
Yeah. It's all right. We locked the doors.
They're done serving food, so go ahead.
Just one fucking deep fryer in the back with chicken wings. All right.
Chicken wings.
Hey, fellas, I have this customer at the bar who is the cheapest, most annoying fuck on earth. His name is Henry Foley. No, I'm sorry. Hey, fellas, I have this customer at the bar who is the cheapest, most annoying fuck on earth. The guy will drink the cheapest beer we have, spend all day in the place, and leave $1, if that. I have personally seen him have $5 left on the bar after being there the whole fucking shift and pick that money up and put it in his pocket in front of me before leaving. Pure garbage. This scum, quote unquote, knows the owner, so I can't flag him for good. He claims to be a laid off mailman. There isn't such a thing. If anybody knows that, it's garbage from the Northeast. You don't lay off a mailman to get their bennies all the time.
Why can't we be a laid off mailman?
I guess the U.S. government doesn't lay you off like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. There isn't such a thing. Someone just replaced this asshole's mail route. He even grubs drinks off other customers when he's out of cash. Dude's 45 years old. Fuck him. Hard feelings. Love, Freddie.
That's a tough one. I've been in that situation where I've bartended and had regulars at the bar that did the same fucking move. This was back in the early 2000s where I believe a Heineken at this bar was $3.50 or $4.50, and the guy would fucking leave 50 cents.
That's the worst. Bar, that, I have a thing. Bars shouldn't even have the 50 cents because that just prompts assholes like that to leave the 50 cents.
Yeah, just let me say this to people out there. If you don't, if you've never worked in the service industry, not that it's like a fucking crusade or anything like that, but fucking, you know, everybody, you talk all this shit about fucking everyone's got to respect this and that. Where's the fucking understanding between human beings? You go into a place, be fucking polite, be nice to fucking people, and leave a fucking decent tip. Now, this is some fucking piece of garbage from
clearly
the Northeast, so you're not going to fucking get
you're not going to get through to him. This isn't the only thing he's cheaping out on in life.
Yeah, this guy is a total. The only thing you could take solace in this situation is that this guy's a huge loser. He's obviously an alcoholic. He obviously has no friends. And all you can really
do. Sometimes there's good people that drink at the bar by themselves, all right, Foley?
No, yeah. I'm just saying, if he's in there all day, every day.
Whoa, what do you got against that? No, yeah, for sure. Just it sucks that you have to deal with this fucking guy constantly, you know, every day or whatever. And like, dude, to just know you sit there and have to go get this guy a beer to knowingly you're going to get stiffed, I would, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if you say something, you know, like he pulls that, I don't know. If you don't give a fuck, you can tell.
All right, but you might not be able to flag him, but can you, you know, make a joke about how he doesn't tip you?
It's not. Here's the thing, Freddie, it's not worth it. He's a fucking loser. You're in there. You have plenty of other seats at the bar. Just fucking ignore him. And I wouldn't be a dick to him, but I wouldn't be fucking nice to him or joke around with him.
I would make jokes to make him feel bad.
You see, he can't really do that.
Why?
Because he can get in trouble if he starts ripping on him for not being. Because then what if other people around him that are friends say, like, oh, come on, it's not cool. He doesn't have it.
We'll
right
start
now.
Bucking up.
Well, some people don't have it.
Well, then you shouldn't be drinking at the bar.
That's the way normal human beings think, okay? Not some fucking booze bag laid off malesman from fucking.
Malesman?
Malesman.
You're a real malesman.
I am a malesman. My father was a malesman. Anyway, there's nothing you can do about that.
You can fight back, push back a little bit. Don't be a pussy.
You step above a situation like that. He's not worth it to push back on. He's some fucking loser.
Yeah, but it might
what? 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 He's gonna. This guy's gonna change at 45.
No, but it'll make.
It's not worth Freddie's time and aggravation.
But I'm saying
to deal with this guy.
Will you let me talk?
And what's gonna happen? Some rich guy is gonna come in there and sit down. I'm sure everybody at that bar tips a dollar all day.
Yeah.
You're working at a trashy bar in the Northeast. Go down to Rittenhouse. Call Devin Seafood. Get a job at Rouge. Start swinging to the fucking big dicks in the city.
Yeah, you're not slinging Bud Light bottles all night long. $2, you call it.
Yeah, this is your fault, Freddie.
Yeah. You fucking class up a little bit. Get a collared shirt. Go get a nice job.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, in the moment, to, you know, if Freddie's fucking working all day and he's busy and he's,
sure,
you know, there's people, hey, I need this, and it's a crowded bar and he's fucking hustling. He's got to turn around and keep getting this guy a fucking natty light for no money. You know, at the end of the day, it would make me feel better to make a fucking snide comment to him as you're doing it. But I'm saying, so if that makes Freddie feel better, like, hey, this one's on me, or what, I don't know, something, whatever. You know what I mean? Hey, don't worry about tipping me on this, whatever it is. Say something, you know, like backhanded, you know. You don't want to come out, you don't want this guy coming after you.
Mailmen.
Those mailmen are fucking.
Those malesmen. You get loose.
You don't want this guy fucking you up, friend.
I say it's not worth it, Freddie.
Yeah, because you're a pussy.
I wonder what the chick situation is at a bar like that. For a couple of guys like you and me, huh?
Hey, Fred, why don't you tell them a couple of big New York City comedians are coming down for a couple of pops, you know what I mean?
You ever hear a podcast, eh? How you doing?
So it's like a radio show on the internet?
My cousin has the internet. Freddie, it's a tough one, man. I'm telling you, my advice, Kevin says fucking needle him a little bit.
Yeah,
I say you're
well,
above
Freddie,
that.
But we've met Freddie. Freddie's a good
guy,
good friend,
guy,
and he's a very
guy.
Funny Like he can needle. He can break this guy's balls a little bit. He can make him feel like a piece of shit. You know?
The needle, Freddie. We want to hear a follow up on this, see what happens.
Yeah.
All right?
But that's it, everybody.
Maybe it's time to class up the job search a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Ruby Tuesdays or something. You know what I mean? Hit an Applebee's. Something a little bit corporate structure. Not this fucking bum on the end of the bar not tipping you and you can't say anything because he splits eight balls with the manager or
some
whatever.
Some extra from Rocky
yeah.
at the end of the bar.
Vince Papale. Fucking tighten it up, Freddie.
Guys, that's the Hard Feelings for this week here on the Original Podcast Network, the OG Podcast Network. Listen to all the fun comedy shows and non-comedy shows that are on the Original Podcast Network at theogpodcastnetwork.com. Please go to iTunes, rate, share, review, leave us a 5-star, leave us a nice review on iTunes. We're up on the Laughable app right now. We're up on Stitcher. You can find us on there. You can find us across the board on social media, the Hard Feelings Pod, all the way across. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, the whole nine yards. I'm H. Foley. I will be, again, at New York Comedy Club this weekend. Kevin?
All my dates are on my newly owned website, KevinRankComedy.com. Check it out. Check it up. Check it in.
Very nice. Kevin and I will be in Albany at the end of April. April 28th.
I believe with our programming director, Carmine Spaghetti.
Carmine Spaghetti. Yeah, grazie, grazie. We'll be up there.
I gave him an offer he couldn't refuse.
What's the name of the bar? The Lark Bar? Lark Tavern?
Lark Tavern.
Lark Tavern. April 28th, we'll be up in Albany, so all our Albany listeners up there will get the ticket. Is the ticket link up for that and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's on Eventbrite. We'll start posting it.
It's still a little premature, but we'll start posting it. Yeah, but just mark that in your calendars. April 28th.
If you live in Albany, hit us up. I'll send you the
You got nothing else to do. We know that, okay? So come out to the Lark Tavern.
Yeah.
You get to finally meet the Carmine Spaghetti. Kevin, you got anything?
I just said check out my website. Everything's on there.
All right, relax, jerk off. What are you doing after this? Going to get an acai bowl? Huh?
No, I have a show.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
But thanks anyway.
Anyway, guys, have a good night. We love you. See you next week. Bye.
See ya.